Hello, I'm John Pello, CEO of the Canadian Council of Christian Charities. Welcome to another podcast from my blog, Christian Leadership Reflections, which can be found at ccc.org/John, J-O-H-N. Today's podcast is entitled, Do You Know What You Don't Know? Life at Harvard continues at an unbelievable pace, but it's great. I'm enjoying every minute of it. Today, one of the discussions was about a leader who thought he knew what the answer was, but didn't know that he didn't really know what was really going on. How can you know what you don't know? You can't, of course, but you can protect yourself by being more curious than you think you need to be. Ask questions. There's a humorous video on YouTube where a captain sees on the radar that another ship is on a collision course, and so he tells the other ship to change its course. And he's insisting on going straight ahead himself. And it turns out, in the end, that he's not talking to another ship as he thinks he is. He's talking to a lighthouse. So he doesn't ask the right questions. There's nothing to challenge the way he saw the problem. It was only when the true identity of the other person came out, that he was a lighthouse keeper, that the captain had disconfirming information. In other words, the new information did not affirm what he knew, but disconfirmed or challenged it. Good questions to ask all the time, and especially when you think the answer is a no-brainer, include, let's suppose something else is going on here. What might that be? Does anyone think differently? Any question that checks your own assumptions. What these questions share is that they are all open-ended questions that invite unpredictable responses. In one of the case studies, the CEO thought he had heard from his staff by giving them a survey to complete. However, the survey only had closed-ended questions with no opportunity to write anything in, and the questions dealt only with the issues that the CEO thought were important. I did a survey for my dissertation, and almost every question had closed-ended choices. That makes statistical analysis easier. And they also had an open-ended box where they could explain their answer and add whatever else they wanted to say related to the question. Numerous times, the closed-ended questions sounded very much supportive of one side of a debate. But in the open-ended responses, many people qualified their answer, and it became obvious that opinion was much more divided than the statistics would show. So the next time you think you know something, ask questions to confirm that you really know that what you know is right. God bless.